Things Are Looking Better Thanks to SiteDog Elroy by Bob Shryock. From the editor, the following dismal article first appeared in the Tuesday, May 15, 2007 edition of the Gloucester County Times in New Jersey. It is a painful reminder to us all of how much education we still have to do. The job is particularly difficult when the reporter is inclined to be sloppy with facts, like the location of the training facility, and inaccurate with terminology. Has anyone else ever referred to guide dogs as sight dogs? Whether we use canes or dogs, it is incumbent upon us all to do everything we can to insist courteously that people use correct terms and try to understand the partnership between user and animal. Here is the article. Bob Coulter's fading eyesight is a deep concern. A diabetic who has glaucoma, Coulter, 63, has been legally blind for 5 years and faces the possibility of one day losing his sight altogether. But since passing an intensive 30-day course at Guide Dog School for the Blind in San Rafael, near San Diego, actually much nearer to San Francisco, California, the Turnersville resident's spirits are soaring. His new best friend, Elroy, a 2-year-old yellow Labrador sight dog he brought home from the West Coast, is making sure of that. "This dog has turned my whole life around," Coulter says. "Without a doubt, I'm 100% better." Coulter, who has lived in Gloucester County for 15 years, was the only New Jersey resident to complete the course among the 20 graduates. There are East Coast schools which also match students with sight dogs, but Coulter says they're not as complete as this one. It's one of the best in the United States. Coulter passed a mobility test prior to attending the California school. He said he was selected through hard work. Featuring routine 15-hour workdays, the school prepares the student and his dog for everyday challenges. The two already are pals who make frequent trips to Philadelphia on public bus transportation to test their compatibility. "If there's something I can't see, he'll stop," Coulter says. "Not every lab can make a guide dog, but Elroy is very cool, very gentle, very easy to handle, and he sees what I don't. It's working out fine. I trust him." Prior to losing his sight, Coulter worked in construction with his father, Luther. He is married, Joanne, and has 2 daughters, Michelle and Sharita.